Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
He did it.
The 2019 Open champion stands tall and delivers for the European team who have retained the Ryder Cup.
Yes, the Ryder Cup, but it turns out not all of the Adair residents are happy about the two complimentary tickets. Bridie Collins is a Fianna Fáil councillor for the area. Bridie, you didn't get free tickets, but why are some residents unhappy?
So, to start the conversation, this came from a place of generosity and came from a reflection on how well the event has been received within the community. And it is the first time that Ryder Cup have ever done this in terms of giving free tickets to the community where the event has been held. So it's the first time. So we're unique in that situation, right? So I'm not, there is a community liaison or community engagement group that meets with Ryder Cup on a regular basis. I'm not on that committee. I've nothing to do with it. So I'm not sure how the division of the tickets was sort of, I suppose, decided upon. I don't know how much consultation was done with the community, but I will reiterate that it was done with a really good sense of generosity. And that is accepted. Okay. But when we talk about our community, okay, we really talk about the parish. So I'm not sure if the concept of parish has translated. Okay. So if you're from Adair, you consider yourself from Adair as long as you come from the parish. It's not just about the village. It's also about the parish. And there are very, I suppose, nuanced, disappointments that some people did not receive the offer of the ticket. And while we all consider ourselves being from Adair, some of us do not live within the village. Okay, we live in the parish. So I'm not sure how that was divided up. And I know I've been told that it's the village and then it'll be the roads that are affected by the construction of the dual carriageway and the railway line, which forms part of the Limerick to Foynes road. And they've just, I suppose, taken the Adair bypass part out of that to deliver that in time for the Ryder Cup. And bearing in mind that the infrastructure for that event is really important because we're going to have an extra probably 300,000 people within our community over the week of the event. Okay, so look, it was very important that those people be acknowledged. The other thing that I have been told, because I didn't know anything about this until maybe the night before the letters were going out. So I started getting texts from people saying, you know, are we going to be included? I didn't even know this initiative was happening. And I still say that it is a very generous initiative. And I'm hoping that it will all be resolved.
But when you I just want to be crystal clear about this, Bridie. When you say that the issue would be resolved, is the issue that everybody within the parish of Adair and the surrounding locality of Adair, is it the expectation that they would all get two free complimentary tickets?
Well, I'm not sure. You see, it's Ryder Cup, and I'm not sure because it wasn't part of the consultation or the decision making within this. If I were on that committee, I certainly would have advocated for everybody within the parish. Okay, so yes, I don't know. I was completely blown away by the offer. Okay, but it was only as the letters were being delivered that, you know, we got to understand the nuance of it, that it was within the village. But I've had calls from people within the village over the weekend because it certainly is one of the most, I suppose, the most reasons why I'm getting phone calls at the minute. You know, that some were getting them and some weren't.
But some people are going to be affected more than others. Like the example, I suppose, that I would use today in thinking about this is, for instance, All-Ireland final day at Croke Park. There are people in the approach roads to Croke Park that will be heavily affected. There will be other people in and around Drumcondra that will also be affected, but not to the same extent. But the entire catchment, I suppose, of Drumcondra, Phibsborough and Glasnevin, you know, aren't disappointed that they don't all get free tickets to the All-Ireland.
Yeah, and look, this is something that is brand new within the whole Ryder Cup event. This has not happened before. Nobody was expecting it. So when the news started coming out about it, people just, you know, people just wanted to be included.
Listen, everybody, I'm sure everybody in Adair Manor is thinking, Bingo. Two complimentary tickets to the Ryder Cup. Why wouldn't people want it? I mean, oh my God, wouldn't you love absolutely. To be in the thick of it? But I mean, I'm just thinking for people listening to this today. Like, I don't, like, I think, you know, you're, as you say, you're acknowledging that it was very generous of the Ryder Cup to give out the two free tickets in the first
100%,
instance. Yes, I mean, 100%. If the, when I did a quick census search this morning, there's 1,224 people living in the village of Adair, and there's 1,500 tickets being given out, which is what, 750 plus one.
Yes.
So I mean,
within the catchment area or within the parish, you're probably talking about 2,500 people.
So there's about 1,000 people discommoded here.
And the thing is, if you bring it back to the parish, because we all, you know, there's a load of people who live outside the village who would volunteer with the GAA, with the soccer, with Tidy Towns. So they're all part of the community. And if you're from Adair, whether you live in the village or on the outskirts of the village, you consider yourself from Adair. And I think it's that sense of parish that is that comes down to the basis of it, okay?
Yeah, so look, and I accept that, but with respect, Bridie, I don't know that the Ryder Cup will care about that. Like, they're giving free tickets to the people that are in the area.
I would disagree, because there has never been that level of engagement, or there's never been that level of generosity from Ryder Cup to a community. So they can see the excitement, they can see the support, they can see the, I suppose, the buy-in to the whole event. And that's why they wanted to do this. So I will reiterate again that this is coming from a place of great generosity. And while I understand people's frustration and disappointment, and, you know, I've been receiving numerous phone calls over the last number of days, like, it is that generosity that has never been displayed before by Ryder Cup. So on any other event, if you look at Rome or if you look at Bethpage, you know, I know that this is the first time that this has been done. But I will also state that this is probably one of the few Ryder Cup venues that has such a proximity between the actual golf course itself and the village.
That's fair. That's a fair point. That, yes. Like, I mean, and there is no doubt about it. You know, the whole area, I suppose, will be impacted between traffic and everything that goes with that. And then other people will say there's going to be a hell of a lot of money left behind the cash registers, you know, in the tills in Adair Village
over the
week as well.
Yeah, that is the perception. But the reality is, when it comes to the event itself, more than likely the village will be pedestrianised predominantly, okay, to accommodate the crowds. So for people who are living on the outskirts who would go into the village to do their daily business, to attend doctors, to go do their shopping, they will also be discommoded. So there are a number of park and ride venues as well on the outskirts of the village.
Mm.
So what I've been told is that anybody who lives along the roads that are affected by the current construction of the bypass and the railway line as part of the Limerick to Foynes road, and anybody who is going to be affected by the park and ride sites, that they will also be accommodated. So,
Fair enough. I mean, it sounds like they're going to be seriously inconvenienced. Should the minister be involved in finding?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah,
no,
I would have thought he'd more now to be at than this.
This is not the minister's responsibility. It's not. It has nothing to do with him. This is a Ryder Cup decision.
Yeah.
This is a very generous offer that they have made. And yes, it depends on your postcode, who was included in that and not. But I will say also that there must be a cutoff. You know, there it has to be a cutoff. There's going to be park and rides outside Limerick City at the Mackie Roundabout. There's also going to be park and rides over at the racecourse. There's another site that's going through a Part 8 as well, that's on the just on the outskirts of Patrick's Well. But like, there has to be a cutoff. But I will say it over and over again. This is a generous offer from Ryder Cup. Absolutely generous offer. And I do understand people's disappointment, because of course we all want to be part of this event. Of course we all want to know that we're all equal, we all have equal access and all of that. That is absolutely, and the majority of people that have spoken to me have sort of, and it's been that.
Yeah. All right, Bridie. You've made your point on that. That's fair enough. Bridie Collins, Fianna Fáil councillor in the local area. Bridie Collins. Bridie, thanks a million for joining us here in the programme today.
Thank you.
Text on this, 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Listening to your caller, the Ryder Cup have never done this before. They were fortunate enough to get any tickets. I think there's a serious bang of entitlement of this. And another listener tells me the residents of Adair did indeed receive two passes, but it's just that. It's two passes per person in a house. So if four people live in the house, they'll get eight passes, says this listener. Now, I don't wish to begrudge the people of Adair these passes. I'm delighted for them. They deserve them. But space them out to the wider Adair community, says this listener. Maeve Martin Kelly is with us on the line today. Maeve, did you get tickets for the Ryder Cup in Adair?
Good afternoon, Andrea. No, I must explain. I don't have an Adair postal code. I'm outside that postal code altogether. So I would not have been entitled under the rules or whatever that they had. So really, Bridie has covered most of the stuff that you're saying there. I do think that it's a very positive move by Ryder Cup Europe. I ran the Adair Heritage Centre for shy of 30 years. So I promoted tourism in Adair for that length of time. And it's a fantastic village. And it's a great opportunity for Adair to be put on the global stage, Limerick to be put on the global stage, and all of Ireland. So I think it's a very positive, and I think, as Bridie said there, Councillor Bridie said, it's a very generous offer. To go forward with getting more tickets, there is time, and there's more tickets going on sale. I went on the site, Andrea, but I wasn't successful.
Because you had to put in your air code, didn't you? Just explain this, Maeve, for listeners. Yes. So you, as a local Adair resident, you had to register to say you were from Adair, and you put in your postcode.
Well, now, a clarification there. I worked in Adair for 30 years, promoting Adair, but my postal code is a Skeeton. So there you go. You know, so I don't, I'm outside the postal code. Yeah. But, and you asked me to contribute this morning, and I think it's a very positive and generous offer.
And have you heard about some residents, though, that are, you know, that are sort of annoyed or disgruntled about the fact that they didn't get them because they're in the surrounding catchment?
Yeah, there is that. And where do you start or stop? And maybe that'll be resolved, because they will be discommoded, as Councillor Brady Collins rightly said. Of course they're going to be discommoded during the... and the businesses will be upended while it's all going on. But I think it's a bigger picture than that we have to think about, is the global reach.
Listener here says, it's easy to say it's entitlement to expect tickets, but in a small place like Adair, it is a massive disruption and an unusual event. It's not like Croke Park, where there's all matches and gigs all of the time. You move into the locality around Croke Park knowing that that's the situation. That's not the same in Adair. This listener tells me that they agree with Bridie about this today. We've lived in Adair all our lives. We work for the community. We were involved in the local clubs all of my life as well. And I didn't get a ticket. I won't come on air. There's a lot of people saying that today, Maeve. You know, they're getting in touch with us, they're texting us, telling us that they're annoyed, but then they're telling us, we don't actually want to go on air about this. Some people seem a little bit nervous about it. They don't want to speak out.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's a very big event, and it's a small village, and so you have that in rural Ireland. Look, I just think people need to relax. Yes, some of my friends have got tickets, some haven't, and they're just on the outskirts of the village, and look, that's the postal code went into them. How else? I think out of all this, I think, Andrea, there is a community, there is a committee there. I'm not on it, but there is people there to engage with the village and the Ryder Cup, a liaison. Yeah. Mm. So I think a little bit more needs to be done there, and as quickly as possible to solve this, you know, issue and maybe further issues.
But do you think that everybody in the area should be given a ticket?
Well, the people that... No, I think the immediate village was fair enough, and it's a very generous... you know, where do you... where do you draw the line? But the other thing is that Bridie mentioned, which might be significant, is that, you know, the road is going around the village of Adair, and that maybe the postal code could be looked at, you know, extended out to where the road is upsetting people and their daily. But, you know, overall, my opinion is people have to think in Adair and outside of Adair, and the extremities and all the rest of it, have to think of the global reach of this iconic event.
Yeah. 1800 453 106, the number. Karim is with us on the line. Karim, I believe you were lucky enough. You are a lucky Adair resident, is that right? You got two of these free tickets.
Yeah, basically not the resident, but business owner. So I think all the businesses have got tickets. So that we were lucky. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about the process to register to get them.
So when I did it, I think I did it the next day when I got the tickets. It's easy enough, simple enough for me. So basically they've given a QR code. So basically you scan that QR code specific to, like, I think the QR code works only for the people it's supposed to. Basically, let's say if I have my QR code, it'll be just for me. And there's a code as well next to a QR code. So everybody has got, like, different QR codes. So that way it's unique to everybody. It's not like anybody could use my document and have it booked. So once you scan the QR code, you put in your code, you select, it gives you options. Like, it'll say 2 days. Like, you can book two tickets of one QR code, and then you select your days. Either you can do one day, let's say Tuesday, other day you can book, which is Sunday or Saturday, whichever you want, or you can book two Sunday tickets or two Saturday tickets.
So you just get to go for 1 day, is that right? You get two free passes for 1 day.
No, I can select a Tuesday and I can select a Sunday. So I could go for 2 days as well if I want.
And just to clarify something, Karen Forrest, because a listener got in touch to say, so is it two tickets per house or two tickets per person in the house?
No, not per person. Because I've got some customers coming into the shop as well today as well. I did their bookings as well. So per house, it's only like two tickets. Doesn't matter if there's four, if there's eight people there, there's 10 people living in, just one house, one letter they have got.
Yeah, so one house, one letter, and basically two tickets per house.
And it's not
just for the residents of Adair, because you're a business owner, but all of the businesses got them as well.
Yes.
Yeah. And the businesses are likely to do very well, aren't they, out of the Ryder Cup?
People are confused. Some people are saying, like, a lot of shops are saying they'll probably close because people wouldn't be coming to Adair. They'll be avoiding Adair. It depends on the traffic situation, to be honest. I'm also not sure.
Okay.
It depends how the traffic is managed. Is it accessible? Is Adair town kind of accessible by public, which is outside Adair? Or is it just the people who are here for Ryder Cup? If they block off the road for cars or something, then only the people who are attending the Ryder Cup will be coming into the shops.
And how do you feel, Karim, about some people that are maybe living in the wider Adair catchment, you know, not happy about the fact that they didn't get these two free tickets?
Yeah, I was just listening to your show now just to know. I thought everybody's gotten it, but now. Because the people who interact with me, they come with the letter for me to book. So I thought everybody's getting it because I've had quite a few people.
So you're helping people out?
Yeah. Trying whatever I could do because some older people don't know how to book my QR codes and website and make a login, all those kind of things. So I was thinking till now that everybody, like, if everybody's gotten it, everybody must have gotten it in the area. But while listening to your show, I got to know that
you've realized that's not the case. And do you think that's fair, or do you think
it's a complex situation now? Yeah, if somebody's living outside Adair and working in Adair at the moment, if they give out tickets to everybody, I don't know how. Because at the moment, you can't book Sunday. I think actually, just I realized Sunday's booked. So Sunday's gone already. With the free tickets as well, you can't book Sunday.
Well, people have very, very mixed views about this today, right? And I'm just some of the messages here now. Jill's got in touch. Jill says, what's happened to the Irish people? Some people think that they're entitled to just about everything. Maybe there will be another protest about this and we'll get free tickets for everybody, says Jill. Listeners got in contact to say the ticket prices are by €300 up since the last Ryder Cup in Rome. So a few free tickets isn't exactly groundbreaking. The greed, though, that has accompanied this Ryder Cup is disgraceful, and people will be ripped off again when they have to buy food on the course or if they want any of the merchandise. Another listener's got in touch to say, while I agree with the thought of where do you stop giving out the free tickets, there should be something done for the locals. Even free passes into the training days or something. It's a massive event and it will really put locals out. I won't come on air, though, says this texter. And finally, for the moment, listener says, I'm listening to the Councillor Bridie on today talking about the allocation of the Ryder Cup residents, and I understand her disappointment in the method of the allocation. I'm living in the shadows of Crow Park and I can guarantee you the GAA are nowhere nearly as generous. They or the promoters allocate 100 tickets per night of a concert. They also have a draw for the All-Ireland Football and Hurling Finals, which gives the lucky residents the opportunity to buy tickets at face value. And as for those who say that we shouldn't have moved here, I've lived here before the current stadium opened, and the house I live in was built before there was ever a match played in Croke Park back in the very early 1900s. And that comes in from Brian. Keep your thoughts coming into us. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Should every single person who lives in the village of Adair and the Adair Parish, as I was told today, get free tickets to the Ryder Cup? That is Fianna Fáil councillor Bridie Collins with us on the programme. Also, Karim and Maeve, thanks so much for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.